Track 15, David Clayton Meets. That clarity can't be applied to the person who David Clayton is talking about this month. I'm sure the name Stanley Unwin will be familiar to many of you. Here's a reminder of Mr. Unwin's unique way of expressing himself.
Are you sitting comfy bowl two square on your body? Then we'll begin. Now, like all fairy stories, this one begins once a polytito. And happiness Stan, whose whole life symbolised by the multicoloured radiating scintillate of the multi of the rainbow, lived in an...
I used to make a series for BBC Radio 4 called The Local Network, and it was a series of programmes which ran in blocks of eight across the network, which used the kind of story ideas coming out of all the local radio stations. And it would have me and my colleague Neil Walker travelling around the country reporting on whatever subject we chose. And we'd have spirited meetings with the production team to decide what we'd do. And we came up with the idea of doing the differences in sort of regional comedy. Would somebody in Scotland laugh at the same gag as somebody in Cornwall or Norfolk or Cumbria or Birmingham? So we trolled off around the country interviewing all sorts of comedians and found out lots of different subtleties about their regional humour. And in the end, one of the ideas of the programme was that we'd round it all up by talking to an expert to put it all in context. So when you've done a programme about comedy all around the country, who can you go to? Is there a professor of comedy? Well, we couldn't find one, but the idea came to us that we should go to one great entertainer who was a professor, although he invented the title himself. Some of you may remember Professor Stanley Unwin.
Now, the takeoff of the fly was of such force, the great velocity, but it escaped several miles per several, just like a rocket in orbit. Now, after seven...
He wasn't a real professor, he just called himself that, and he was the man who invented his own gobbledygook language. And in the 50s, 60s and 70s, he was all over our television programmes and films as a guest. So there he would be with his own strange language, and the best illustration I can give you is if something went wrong in the morning, he would call it deep folly in the early Mordy. Yeah, you see what he does with the language, just changes it slightly. And I'm the proud possessor of an LP he recorded many years ago of sort of fairy tales, where he does the fairy tale of Goldie Loppers and the Three Bear Loaders and the Piedy Pipe Load of Hamling. So you can see what he's doing with the language. Apparently, he invented the language to tell stories to his children when they were small. He was, Stanley Unwin was, an ex-BBC engineer. So the idea fell upon us that we should go and talk to him about regional comedy, and perhaps he could answer in his comical language. So I was dispatched to his home in Long Buckby in Northamptonshire to interview him. Now, I've always thought Stanley Unwin is hysterical, a really funny man, and I was overjoyed to meet him. Knocked on his door, he ushered me in, and we sat in his lounge, and I told him what we wanted him to do, and he said, of course, we'll start recording. So I switched on my recorder, and we did the interview, and he sort of latched into his language with such ease, and I got 3 or 4 minutes of beautiful Stanley Unwin gobbledygook prose to end this programme about regional comedy. So I switched off the recorder, thanked him very much, and he insisted on showing me his little BBC room. And he had a small, I would say, cloakroom-sized room in which he got lots of old tape recorders, BBC sound meters, and all sorts of bits and pieces, almost like a bit of a hoarder. Anyway, he showed me that and then said, well, where are you going next? And I said, well, I've got to go down to London. Being in Northampton, that wasn't a terrible journey. And he said, where have you got to go to? So I told him, and this is what he asked me. He said, oh, are you going on the North Circulode or the M25-do? I was going on the North Circulode.
Now, after many a long mile of stretch and walk it, Stan had a deep hunger grumbly in the tumbloader, which we all do, and wouldn't he, after trittly our huffalo down a hill and dale? Oh, yes. So he sit him down on a leafy banquet, reached in his pocket, and out come the mincemeat sandwich.